answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
And today, it's from Garrett.
Yes.
What's it all about, Garrett?
Kristen's going to play a phone tap on her husband, Tony. Now, Tony's that guy on the block who loves to deck out his house for the holiday season with lights, blow up things on in the front lawn, all over the house, even in the backyard.
Huh.
So I'm going to start the call to Tony as his brand new neighbor that lives right behind him that he hasn't met yet. Let him know I have a little issue with his holiday decor around his house.
Oh, good. The new neighbor chiming in.
Yes.
The holiday decorations. Let's listen in to Garrett's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tony Flores?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Tony. My name is George Feeney. I live right behind you. I just moved in about 3 weeks ago. We haven't met yet, so...
Oh, hey. How you doing, George?
I know this is not the best way to meet, but I'm having a little issue and wondering if you could help me out with this.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, shoot.
I noticed about 3 days ago your Christmas stuff went up in your front and even backyard, too. But why have stuff in the backyard? It's just a little bit much coming into my house, and it's always blinking and boom, 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 and I'm trying to sleep, and it's like boom, boom.
I understand, but you know, you have to understand, too, it's the season.
Can you just maybe tone down the lights or take down a few in the backyard and just...
Listen, I know you're new and everything, but I ask anybody in the neighborhood, every single year, people come from all over. I am like, famous a little bit around the area for this, okay? You know, I've won awards every year. I get a prize, okay, for doing what I do.
Fantastic.
Get some blinds or whatever, and you know, I'm very sorry. You can't sleep. Put a mask over your face or whatever, your eyes. Cover your eyes somehow, but the lights are not going off, okay?
I was afraid that we're going down this route. This morning, I went to your house, and I took your blow-up Santa.
You took what?
I took your blow-up inflatable Santa in exchange.
You better not have.
Yes.
You better not have even touched it.
It is sitting in my basement right now, and if you want to turn down some of your lights, you can get Santa back.
Listen to me. I get home about 6, 7 o'clock. That better be back where you found it. Do you understand me?
I will give it back and put it where I found it, exact place, once the lights get turned off.
No, the lights are not getting turned off, okay? I don't get ultimatums from you, okay? You listen to me. You put my Santa back.
Again.
That is a family heirloom. You understand? I'm going to put that in my will for my kids. Do you understand what that means to me?
You're giving your kids a blow-up Santa?
Yes, I am, okay? If it's any of your business.
All right, well.
None of your business.
Well, maybe we can work a deal.
No.
We're friends here. We're friends.
I'm not here to make deals.
All right, well, maybe you can come over. We'll have some coffee or maybe some tea. You seem like a tea guy. We'll talk about this.
I'll come there, take my Santa, and kick the out of you. How about that for a deal?
I will deflate Santa right now. I will deflate him, and you will not be able to blow him up again.
No, deflating him. You don't even have even a scratch on Santa. I swear
I will
to
cut
God,
Santa.
I will kill you.
I will cut him.
You will not cut him. I'll cut you.
P.S. Make sure your wife is wearing some clothes, because I'm tired of seeing her walk around naked in the backyard.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about my wife naked?
She had some orange juice naked the other day. Whoa, la-di-da, look at me.
No, she does not do that, first of all. And if you disrespect my wife one more time by saying that, you're going to get your ass kicked again.
I am not disrespecting anybody.
Give me 2 hours. I'll be there.
Kristen.
Oh, my God. I am in so much trouble.
I didn't know he was that into Christmas.
He's awful. Oh, he's calling me right now.
Let it go to voicemail. It'll freak him out a little bit more, and then we'll call him right back, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's up?
Hey, listen. Where are you right now? You home?
I'm running errands. I'm at the post office, and then I was going to go to the school.
Sorry, forget all that. Go home right now. I need you to go home. Our house is under attack by that crazy guy behind us.
Our house is under attack?
Yes, he took Santa already.
He took Santa?
Yes, he said he stole Santa, and he's not going to give him back until I draw up the legs in the back. He's like keeping him up at night. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I'm like looking behind the Grinch over here. He probably doesn't even celebrate Christmas. That's why he's all pissed off.
He might have a point.
What?
The backyard lights, if they're too bright.
What are you talking about? What are you turning on me now, too? Oh, yeah, and another thing. But he's telling me that he's looking at you through the window drinking orange juice naked. Were you doing that?
I do it every morning.
Kristen, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God. They closed the blinds. I'm so embarrassed. This guy's... I'm calling him a liar, saying he's making things up, and he's telling me the truth of this. Put some clothes on and drink your juice, will you?
Tony.
What?
Hey.
Who's this?
Tony, my name's Garrett from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and
what?
You just got phone tapped.
Oh, Oh, my God.
All over Santa.
Yo, I already drove. I've already started driving home. I'm going like 90 miles an hour over here.
Tony, what do you want to say to your wife?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Santa better be home when I get home. And
Santa
you better
here.
Be naked, too.
You know what? You can mess with many things, but if you mess with a man's inflatable Santa, you're screwed.
I know.
He was great. He went from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds.
Tis the holiday season.
I know. Thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap.